listening to the Empower Caregiver Show. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen, and Connie Siskowski, who is the founder and president of the American Association of Caregiving Youth. So, Connie, are there any upcoming events that you would like to promote, or how can listeners support your organization?
Thanks for that question. So actually just next week on April 21st, we're having our Caregiving Youth Institute conference with people participating from about 10 different states.
Oh, great.
And discussing everything from new research in military children. We have a geriatrician, a pediatrician, people from our school district, as well as parents of caregiving youth, and our caregiving youth themselves, who will talk about, you know, their lives and how they feel supported.
Is that event going to be live, or can people access that virtually?
So, yes. And so there's information on our website. Of course, we would like people to be present because it's, you know, but today, to have somebody participate virtually rather than not at all, I think is preferable.
Yes. Sure. And what is your website?
AACY.org.
Okay. Sounds good. And will there be sessions recorded so that if somebody in a different state can't participate during that time virtually, they can get access to recordings of it, or not necessarily?
I'm not sure of the answer. I imagine that we will be because they'll all be on Zoom, but
sure.
We'll see what we do with it afterwards. But definitely we will have resources available from the participants on our website.
Okay, that's great. And then was there anything else that you wanted to promote?
Well, we have ongoing fundraising events, and also how important it is, especially at this time, to reach out to legislators, because we must get support, we must get legislation to recognize these children.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And Connie, it was interesting when you were mentioning in our first segment about ACEs. And so as a teacher, I have been exposed to what ACEs are. Do you want to explain it for just a moment? Because then I would like us to explore how that intersection between trauma and caregiving and poverty and race and ethnicity might come together.
Sure. So ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences, and it typically focused on violence in the home and divorce and, disturbances in the home. And so it's what happens to a child that may not be recognized. And so the same thing for caregiving youth. Before I mentioned about, it was traumatic for me, caring for my grandfather, who I wasn't prepared for that, nor for his death. Mm-hmm. But it's also traumatic to care for somebody who has a wound. You know, here's somebody that you love and you have to give wound care. Mm-hmm. And it's hard as an adult. I've done it for my husband. And I can tell you, it's much more difficult for a child.
Sure.
So even though you know that you're helping them, at the same time, you know, it's not a comfortable experience. And so the more that we can talk about it and recognize the trauma that these children too are going through. And it's not all the kids, it's kids in certain categories who have more responsibilities than others.
Sure. So do you want to talk about how that overlaps? Like, how do you see poverty and race and ethnicity relating to being a youth caregiver?
So, you know, if your family doesn't have disposable income to hire help at home, you may not have insurance. A focus on managed care doesn't include more home care. It includes more work on the family to provide that care.
Sure.
We have more complex care and of people being able to do that at home, but not everybody's prepared. And so in some places, especially the UK, they do an assessment on the family caregiver, on the what they call young carers. We don't do that here yet, because we need to see what support not only caregiving youth, but any family caregiver needs in order to feel good about what they're doing and feel valued and recognized.
Yeah, and supported, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What advice or recommendations would you give to a person receiving care that is depending on a child for their care so that they can support that child? Is there things that I heard the term care-e being used in the past that they can do to help support their the child providing care?
I think one of the things, say, a parent can do is to recognize the impact on their child. Mm-hmm. And we don't see that often. And sometimes the impact can turn up, you know, a couple years later. And so to say thank you. One boy who was caring for his grandmother with Alzheimer's disease said to me, you know, no one says thank you to me. Mm-hmm. And so just how important that is in terms of family life. You know, that it's sometimes like a codependency and interdependency. So there has to be that recognition and appreciation of what the child is doing, and to provide opportunities for that child to be a kid, you know, to get out with other kids and caregiving youth, and to encourage that, to know that they can, they deserve to have a life that's as normal as possible, whatever right. normal today is. Yeah, and right. I don't think we right. know that.
Exactly. I like to use the word typical instead of normal, but even typical can be challenging.
Yeah, that's a much better word.
Well, and it's interesting because you already started to do it. But my question for you is kind of, what are three things that you wish the child caregivers themselves knew? Like, if you could just, you know, send out a message to all of them.
Yeah, I want them to know that they're not alone. I would like them to know the importance of sharing their stories, what they're going through, to help people understand, because it's much more meaningful coming from somebody who's in it right then, rather than somebody who's a dinosaur like me who went through it a long time ago. So that's really important. And the third thing is to ask for help.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great point. And then just since we're on this path of advice, I'm thinking, as a teacher, what are some things that you think those of us in the outside world could do to support, whether it's a student in our classroom or a neighbor or somebody in our religious institution that we know is a child caregiver? We're got to take a couple moments here for a break. So if you'll think about that question, and when we come back, what I'm looking for is a greater understanding of how myself can support child and youth caregivers that I see around me. Okay. Everybody, you're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Community show here, and we'll be back in just a moment to continue discussing with Connie about supporting youth caregivers.